Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. This is going to be another great one on live, talking about various topics. You know, I bring the hot topics to the table. Today we're really talking about is what's going on in the black community and how it's really poisoning, and how is it so toxic, and why do you need to stay away from it? And see, a lot of you brothers and sisters out there who are righteous, who walk holy, was Yahshua HaMashiach, praise to him. For all those brothers and sisters who do walk in his path, the righteous path, the narrow path, that only people, most people are never going to find that path because it's so small. It's a very long, but it's a very short path. I mean, very hidden path. Like, you have to find it. It's like the path on the path on the path on that corner in the little small door. Then it leads you to that path. It's very narrow. And Satan, his plan is to manipulate your mind and program you, geoengineering, food, propaganda, social media. Let's just speak on social media, what it has done to women. I mean, let's just speak about our women, what it has done to them. It has really messed up a lot of black girls and a lot of black women in general. That was the worst invention for they could ever possibly do for women. It was the worst invention they can ever possibly bring out. Because now women are so narcissistic and so into themselves, and that's a sin. If you want to see how the Jezebel spirit operates, all you got to do is click on your Instagram account and you can watch it. A lot of these girls out here are just posting constantly 10,000 photos on their page or whatever, just ridiculous amounts of photos on their pages into themselves. It's pride. It's a sin. It's a Jezebel spirit. And a lot of you guys condone this type of behavior. And a lot of you beta males and you simps and you blue pill white knights, whatever, you on her comments, thirsty. She's constantly soaked up all your male attention. That's all she wants is your attention. That's it. If she was not getting any males commenting on her Instagram, she would probably commit suicide, or she would have depression. Understand? Because she lives off male attention. She needs it. If she doesn't get it, she's gonna die. That's the same case with the beta males and the simps. They constantly need female validation, man. Constantly, everywhere they go, is there a female? Or just, is this in general? Like, they always need a female to be with them. After they didn't work hard that weekend, I mean that whole weekdays, then the weekend they got like, oh, I need a woman. You know what I mean? They always need women in their presence because they didn't grow up with fathers and they didn't teach them about discipline and order and structure in their life and holiness, how to be holy, man, and walk the righteous path. A lot of these men were never taught. A lot of these women were never taught how to control their sexual deeds or their nasty manipulated. And their moms or whatever, they didn't grow up with two parents. Luckily, that case that I grew up with a two-parent home, and I'm still in a home. So, you know, that's just what that is. And, a lot of, you know, I come in here speaking the truth, man. I don't want to come in here to make up people upset about what's going on. I'm only here to inform what's going on, man, because I'm a holy man. Like I said, that's all I'm on right now. Like, it's just praising Yahshua and trusting in him and believing in him and walking that narrow path. That's my journey right now. The Bible is your best friend. Get a Bible, some coffee, some jazz, throw that on and read the Bible or study it or look at videos, people talking about stuff like that. I don't listen to all that that demonic stuff that's going on in this world. This world is coming to an end. This world is demonic, man. It's sad to see that society has approved of this behavior, and the black community is falling down. It's falling apart. why would you even want to be a part of that that toxic, nasty community? Seriously, do you see that? Just go on Instagram and see what's going on in the black community. Nothing positive. You got a lot of succubis, effeminate males, beta males, simps, suckers, you know, women worship black women, talking about their queens, their gods, they're this, they're that. Like, who wants to be part of that community, man? There's so much wrong with the black community. It is sickening. I don't associate with the black community, bro, at all. And a lot of you guys got to start waking up and using your mind. You know what I mean? Unless you come out of that matrix, it's really hard for you to even look at that type of stuff anymore. Like, that's the first thing, even becoming a red pill man and really realizing what's really going on, man, and wanting to come out of that matrix. That's first thing, is deleting social media. Social media is just nothing but the enemy. Satan, he owns that, man. Like, literally, people live on social media. People live off that. People gossip. There's nothing but gossip. Demonic Jezebels, all betas, cucks. I can't be on there, bro. I don't want to be on there. Never will. I'm happily with my podcast and giving you guys this type of information. Helps me. I'm able to do YouTube, podcasts, and that's what I want to stick to. You know what I mean? That's all I want, because social media is nothing but a tool for the enemy to get to your mind, to the righteous man, to see all these women over-sexualized and all this. It's nothing but corruption for the thinking man and the righteous man on a narrow path. Why would I want to go see that every day scrolling down my phone? I don't want to see that mess. And that's what's wrong with a lot of you people. You're too worldly, man. That's one of my biggest steps of becoming the best version of myself, is to get all that worldliness out of me. And that's the narrow path. Narrow people. The narrow path to Yahshua. People are not worldly. Those people can't be worldly, man. Because God says, don't be worldly. Do not be of this world. I chose you out of this world for a reason. You understand? And you can see a lot of these people going down that path of destruction. And a lot of these people don't want to be saved either. They don't want to be saved, and you can't save them at all. So it's just pointless. And let's just talk about the black woman. She doesn't respect you. She doesn't like you. You're just a utility. I tell people all the time, do you want to know the red pill truth? Are you ready for the truth of how the black woman really sees you? She doesn't respect your authority. She doesn't like you. She only wants the man with resources, height, and whatever the case may be. She doesn't want to build. She doesn't want to do anything of that sort, because she doesn't respect you as a man. She doesn't care about you. She wants authority over you. She wants to rule the relationship. She doesn't. She's not feminine. She's not submissive or any of that. So basically, you guys are wasting your time even talking to these black girls in this generation, because they're so corrupted. So many succubis and Jezebels are around the place that it's very demonic, man. I can't deal with them. I can't even be around the blue pill man. I can't even be around ghetto blue pill man. I don't associate with those people anymore. Once you become red pill man, you start to really get all that out of your mind and erase all that out of your brain. And try to get rid of all that. You understand me? Sorry if you guys can hear that music in the background. I'm recording this on Memorial Day, even though I don't celebrate that trash. But you know, my parents, they still celebrate paganist holidays and these demonic holidays. So that's them. I don't celebrate that. We ain't got nobody in the military. Memorial Day is a military There's nobody in the military. Why are we celebrating Memorial Day? It's literally a day for just another day for black people to act a fool. Also, really, just I just want to speak on some other things. Is that we need to start clearing our minds and elevating ourselves, man. Because people are going to see that you're not worldly anymore. You're going to walk in stuff. You're going to walk in places. And women are going to stare at you because you're just so different. Like, you're different because you're not worldly. You're not, I understand female nature. I'm not going out there using my red pill knowledge that I know of. Yeah, I'm aware of what I'm dealing with, what this creature is capable of. You know what I'm saying? I understand what this creature is all about, what her existence, what's her makeup, and what she was designed to be, and what she is. I don't expect nothing greater out of this creature. You see, you have to come to acceptance, and the acceptance is you cannot change the creature, even if she's holy manoli. She still has those characteristics dig down in her DNA and in her body. If she's just put in the right position, she would act on those emotions, because women are emotional creatures. Nothing comes out of their mind logical. Nothing comes out of their mouth is logic or rational. It's 99% emotional. That's why you see women have sex and then they have a baby and then they want to get the baby aborted, because that moment was emotional. Now they want to try to bring some logic in it. They know they had made a bad decision. They're incapable of making right decisions. That's why you see a lot of single black mothers, and you're going to constantly see these women, because they choose men that just, they want sex for them. They didn't plan to have a baby. They don't care if this dude is a good father or not. No, they just care. It's emotional. That's it. A lot of these black girls, I don't even find attractive anymore. They're too masculine, they're just all succubus to me, man. If you really understand, go look at Black Round 313. Go look them up on YouTube, brothers like that. They really explain the succubi in her mind. And 0.99% of those are black women. She's a female demon. Alright? She's everywhere. She's in the church. She's in the school. She's in the workforce. She's everywhere around you. It's for you to stay away from that and get away from that as far as possible. And that's just what this podcast is going to be about. I'm not going to really speak too much about this type of stuff right now. I'm probably going to get off this podcast, guys. I hope you guys have a good one. Have a good Memorial Day. Have a nice time with your family. And I'll see you guys in the next one, man.